kinds of things do companies give away as free gifts? Companies give away all kinds of things for free, from free food samples to cleaning products, t-shirts to baby nappies. Some companies might decide to give away a brand new product that they have just created as a way of getting consumers talking about it, encouraging people to try using it, or as a way of getting it into people's homes. Other companies may choose to give away an old product that has become unfashionable, outdated, or that they can no longer sell for a reasonable price. Although the company may lose money by giving away the product, they can generate a lot of goodwill among their customers, which can be good for a company's reputation and for future sales. Many companies give away products that have their company's logo on it, such as t-shirts, key rings, shopping bags, and caps. Customers are happy to get the free gift, while the company also gets to advertise their brand name or products for free. Are some reasons why companies give free gifts? Businesses have to think about profit above anything else. So when companies decide to give a free gift to consumers, it must be because they think that they can make money from this giveaway. For example, if consumers have to go to a shop to collect a free gift, they are likely to buy other things while they are there. The value of the products that they buy while collecting their free gift might be worth much more to the company than the value of the gift itself. Giving away free gifts is also a clever way of marketing new products or getting people to talk about your brand. Many people enjoy telling their friends about things they've got for free. So by giving products away, there is a high chance that people will talk about that company and its products, which is extremely important for companies to generate more sales. The next time somebody goes to a supermarket or other retail store and they see the product that their friend had previously gotten for free, they'll probably be much more likely to buy it than if they had never had that conversation. Always pleased to receive a free gift? I think that in my country, most people love getting something for free. Even wealthy people like to tell their friends about the bargains they find, and there is no better bargain than a free gift. Some people pride themselves on finding good deals on products that they may not even need. So, in general, the answer must be yes. On the other hand, some people have been ripped off by scammers in the past. These scammers often take advantage of our citizens' love of a good deal. People who have previously been cheated may view offers of free gifts as suspicious and be extremely reluctant to participate in such offers. What kinds of free services should the government offer all citizens? Personally, I believe that government should provide as much help as possible to its citizens, especially in terms of the most basic necessities like housing, healthcare, and education. I think every citizen should have certain rights, and a country's government should be responsible for ensuring that these rights are protected. Not everyone has the ability to find the type of job needed to live in a normal life. But that doesn't mean that they are less important members of society. I've heard people say that you can only really judge a country by the way that its most vulnerable cities are treated, and I agree. There are already many nations that treat vulnerable people much better than in my country, and I think we need to learn from these places and do much more for our citizens, even if it affects the amount of money we can spend in other areas. Does the government need to provide good public transport for the whole country? Having a well-connected country is extremely important for any country. Citizens pay all different types of tax to the government to ensure that the country can function efficiently, and having good public transport is one important element of this. These days, so many people are obsessed with having a private car, but this causes huge traffic congestion on roads. Though most people would probably prefer to travel in their own car, not everyone has this luxury, and the only thing they can rely on for getting around is public transport. During Spring Festival, we always see pictures of overcrowded train stations and airports full of people trying to buy tickets. For many people, this holiday is their only opportunity to travel home to see their loved ones, and without good quality public transport, this wouldn't be possible at all. Having high-speed trains that covers more and more of the country means that not only is it easier for people to get home, but they can spend more time at home too. How can giving free higher education to everybody benefit a country? Although higher education is not necessarily the best option for everyone graduating from high school, I think that it's something that everyone should have the right to have if they want. Unfortunately, for many people from rural or less affluent communities, the cost of higher education makes it impossible for them to ever go to university to pursue a degree. Without a degree from a reputable university, most of the best jobs are impossible to get. The result of this is a society where only wealthy families can afford to send their children to the best universities. Only these well-off people can then apply for the best jobs, and only they can make high salaries. This just doesn't seem like a fair society and makes it extremely difficult for anyone from a poor social background to improve their social status and standard of living. Another benefit of having free higher education is having a larger portion of the population with more knowledge and more skills, which would probably translate to a stronger economy and a more confident nation.